Or to simply put it, fear is the belief that God is not with you, you of little faith. You see, the interesting thing about fear is that even though it's like a shadow and accompanies you wherever you go, fear is a choice. Yeah, I said it. Fear is a choice. It's a choice between saying yes in the face of opposition when you can't see the rationale, or living with the regret of not trying to remain crippled with the lies you're too busy buying. And without doing the math, we all already know what the common choice is. Because we walk around like cats who have nine lives, believing that we could be brave in the next life, but why are we never brave enough for today? We always say tomorrow, and hope by tomorrow fear will be gone, but God tells us tomorrow isn't even promised, and that's where we've all gone wrong. He wants us to be brave today. Brave right now. Check this. The voice of fear will always be present in situations where there's an opportunity to be brave. See, even Peter, who walked with the Savior himself, almost said yes to bravery until the waves of fear began to wave at him and he was no longer sure Jesus was with him anymore. So he sunk and fear won. You of little faith. See, that's how it works. Bravery is simply an exchange of fear for faith. And our faith in Jesus comes with a peace, an inner peace that defies all fears, a peace that confronts, not one that backs up or backs out, but a peace that comes with bravery. Bravery to say, peace, be still, in the face of insecurities, in the face of opposition, in the face of the uncertainties of the deeper places, and saying yes. Yes to standing at the shore, embracing yourself for the exceedingly and abundantly more that we ever so often pray for. And when it comes, going head first into the deepest of the unknowns. This is bravery. Remembering that fear keeps us stuck, but grace whispers freedom. Fear shouts doubt, but grace sings peace. Fear talks you are alone, but grace declares my name is Emmanuel. With you, and in the midst of all those fears, grace chants, you were not crippled, you were not weak, you were not worthless, you were not inadequate. Grace chants, you are brave.
Hallelujah. You are what? Brave. You are brave. And we got to stop allowing fear. The fear of the unknown, the fear of this world, the fear of uncertainty to stop us from moving forward in what God is calling us to do. Jesus said, I'm leaving you, but I'm sending you another comforter through the Holy Spirit. And that's where the transforming power comes in at. And throughout the book of Romans, through the first 11 chapters of the book, which we talked about in these past couple of weeks, Paul was laying the foundation for the believers. He was laying the foundation for us. But there was a next step. There was a next step in that transforming power of the Holy Spirit, that open door that God opened, that Jesus opened when he went to the cross, that allowed us to have freedom to move through the Holy Spirit. However, he can't operate if you got doors closed. He can't change some things around if you want to try to keep things hidden. He's here to clean house. But you know how we are when it comes to cleaning up some stuff. We have some things that we want to hold on to. And sometimes some of those things we try to hold on to, we haven't touched in quite some time. But it has some type of remembrance or semblance to us, and we want to hold on to it. And God is saying, let it go. These are the things that are hindering you from moving forward. And too often, the Holy Spirit can't work inside of us because we're holding on to some stuff he's trying to get rid of. Family, we've been talking about this here for some time now. And God wants you to know that the foundation has already been laid. Now it's about you moving forward. Stop allowing fear and things of that nature to stop you from moving forward even through the storm. We were just talking a little while ago about those valley places. In the valley, God is trying to clean you up so you can go up to the top. Because you got too much stuff holding you down, trying to get to the top will keep you bound. So he wants to clean you up in that valley place. And sometimes we look at that valley place as a dark place. But God is trying to do a new thing in you. But we don't want to let go of some things. Paul used the first 11 chapters to give us the foundation for our belief. However, from chapter 12 to the end, he gives us a basis for our behavior. The Holy Spirit has the transformative power to change our behavior because it does a new thing from the inside out. From the inside out. Turn with me, if you will, to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Chapter 12, verse 1. Because, see, this is where the real challenge comes in. This is where dying to ourselves really happens. And too often, we don't want to die to ourselves. We want to hold on to some stuff. Say amen when you got it.
Amen.
And I'm coming out of the Amplified. And it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourselves. What did he say? All, not some, not part. He said, all of yourselves. All of yourselves set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. It's not about you coming to church on Sunday, coming to Bible study on Wednesday, reading scripture. It's about giving your body everything, your will. Giving it to him. And then all those things that you're doing in the natural will begin to transform you. Because if you're holding on to your will, you could be here on Sunday, but on Monday or even Sunday after service, you're cursing somebody out. But if you're giving up your will, it will be something that you'll be convicted of. That before it come out your mouth, it would be bad. And that's the difference. See, all Paul is saying is the foundation is set. Now give God the vessel to work with. He needs willing participants. God ain't gonna force nothing on you. Nothing. Nothing. You see, this is a long-term agreement. This transformation is not a one-time event, but an ongoing process of growth and sanctification. It is going to take some cleaning up, and you know how we are when it comes to letting go of some stuff that we had for some time. We find every reason to hold on to it. Oh, it's going to change. It's going to get better. They were nice at one time. You know, the job is going to get better. We find every reason. The enemy will give you an excuse. If you want something, the enemy will give you an excuse for anything you want to do. Anything. Listen. It says here, when it comes to cleaning up, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 2. Romans 12:2. Say amen when you got it. And it says, and do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively, I'll say that again, progressively. It's a process. Hear that? It's a process, family. But you know if it's really happening in your life because you'll see things change. You ain't doing the same thing you used to do and making excuses to stay in that mess. You're progressively changing. As you mature spiritually, by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect, His plan and purpose for you. Who plan? His plan. Not your plan, His plan. And too often we want to hold on to our stuff. And because what God is sending us to do, it don't seem to line up. We reject it. And we stay doing what we want to do. And see, this is where the transformation comes in at. Us dying to ourselves. Who believe God got your best interest at hand? So if you believe He got your best interest at hand, if He tell you to do something, you think He's telling you something wrong? No. So why we continue to be disobedient? Why we continue to resist? I know me, when I was in the world, I thought my idea was better. It lined up with what I wanted to do. In spite of me knowing better. In spite of me knowing better. And then we wonder why we stay in the situations that we in. We find ourselves going in circles because we think our way is better than God's way. Or what somebody else is doing or saying is better than what God is saying for us to do. We holding on to baggage that God is saying, let go and let God. Family. This transformation involves both an inward change, such as the renewed mindset, and outward actions, like living a life of obedience and love. Obedience and love. Family. Jesus said, love the Father with all your heart, mind, and soul. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. And all the commandments will be set. But we continue to do what we want to do. Ignore the Father. And definitely don't care about our neighbor. And we wonder why we're going through all what we're going through. And God said, all you have to do is renew your mind. Family, I'm going to share 6 points on how the Holy Spirit's transformative power can be understood in the life of the believer. Number one, please take a pen out, write it down, because I'm giving you scriptures to go with these points. And I want you to grab hold of it, because this is how transformation is going to happen in your life. Number one, a new life and mindset. A new life and mindset. The Holy Spirit gives believers a new life in Christ, which includes a new perspective and understanding of the world. This new mindset allows believers to discern God's will, lining the thoughts and actions with His purpose. With His purpose. And if you can turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
They won't put that box back on.
Chapter 5, verse 17.
Say, hell no, we don't want to go.
And that passage of scripture says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual conditions have passed away. Behold, a new thing. Say that again. A new thing has come, because spiritual awakening brings a new life. Who want to have a new thing going on in their life? That's what this is about. That's what you come to. That's what you come here for. You come because you want something new. But if you keep holding on to that old stuff, the old attitude, the old way of doing things, God can't do nothing with that. He's saying that stuff has to die and abide. He's bringing about a new thing. And what happens is, sometimes we don't like change. We struggle with change. Because that means some things got to die in you. And that's why it's important, if you know God has your best interest at heart, you're going to trust in Him more than yourself. Who failed themselves? But we continue to trust ourselves over God, who never failed. It might not look the way we want it to look, but He never failed. Never failed. But we over and over again fail. People fail in our life, and we continue to trust them more than we trust in God. It's the truth. But He's saying He's doing a new thing, and this is how it can happen. But it's up to each and every one of us. Number two, freedom from condemnation. We've been talking about this. I went through all this already. But this is how the Holy Spirit can help you transform. The Holy Spirit empowers believers to overcome the power of sin and guilt, offering forgiveness and freedom in Christ.
Amen.
Family, the Holy Spirit only convicts, it don't condemn. The Holy Spirit only convicts you. See, that's when you know you're on the right track, but that conviction comes in when you know you ain't doing something right. But too often, we still go against that conviction and still do what we want to do. And then we got to deal with the consequences. Then we're going to be mad at God and mad at people. That was me. The blame game. That's the trick of the enemy. It's easy to point some fingers at somebody else than point the finger at yourself. It made you feel innocent. I'm the victim. But God telling you, you got victory in Him. Just be obedient. Turn with me to Romans. Write down these scriptures, please. Chapter 8, verse 12. 12 and 13. See, we're a teaching ministry. We want you to go out being fed. And I pray that some of the questions that you have been answered this past month since you've been a part of Harvest, because we want to teach you so you can grow and fight the battle. Because when you leave here, the fight don't stop. It gets even harder because the enemy don't want you to walk in Christ. He wants you to walk in yourself. And it says here, so then, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but not to our flesh. Our human nature, our worldliness, our sinful capacity to live according to the impulses of the flesh, our nature without the Holy Spirit. For if you are living according to the impulses of the flesh, you are going to die. You are going to die. But, listen to this. See, when you hear that but, it writes everything away that was before that. If you are living by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are habitually putting to death the sinful deeds of the body, you will really live forever. Family, you need to be excited. You need to be excited. See, this is the power of the Holy Spirit. This is that transforming power. Family, I was dead to myself a long time ago. But God, His transforming power within me. See, it was already in me. It's in you. But we have to let go of ourselves and allow God to continue to minister through the Holy Spirit so we can continue to walk and be like Christ. Are we perfect? No. There's only one perfect one. That's why He gives us the Holy Spirit to convict us when we operate outside of God's will. So we can correct our actions and no longer walk in those areas of conviction. But once you know better and you continue to do it, that's a choice. And there's consequences to those choices. And then we want to be mad at God and God's people. Our choice. Our choice and our consequences. But God, He continues to keep the door open for those who want something different, because He already planted a seed and a purpose on the inside of you. And He wants you to fulfill it. But you have an adversary. And too often we give ourselves to the adversary. We give ourselves to the adversary. Because he don't have no power. But the power we give him. Family. He's trying to do it. He's trying to do a new thing in your life. And if you be honest with yourself, all you have to do is just reflect on the goodness of God in your life, those areas where you thought you wasn't going to make it through. And over again, He's done it over. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants you to have a short memory. But guess what? He don't. He don't. He gonna bring back to your remembrance all the things that you didn't do right. And he gonna tell you, God, holding that against you. And that's why you're going through what you're going through. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's a lie.
It is summertime.
God is so intentional. Because that video that was played wasn't the video that I wanted to be played. But God is purposeful in everything. Everything. And that's the part that we gotta trust more. We got to be like Peter. He said, come, come. Regardless of the storms that we're going through, that's happening all around us. And family, I'm telling you, get prepared because we're going into some storms. We're going into some storms. We see it every day in the natural. But it's more to come. The world tells us so. But the words also tells us you keep your eye on him and he's going to hold you in the storm. He said, you will not die. You better believe you will not die. And you got to stand firm on that word and that truth and walk forward boldly. Family, I don't know about you, but you need to be excited. I'm excited about what is next. Look, I'm so looking forward to what God is doing. Not in my life, but in the lives of the believers. The believers. I'm looking forward to the testimony of those who continue to trust and believe. See, we're reading the word about testimonies of people who trust and believe God's word. And we're the continuation. It don't stop here. It's in you. He said, through the words of your testimony, greater works will you do. And we're scared of going through trials and tribulations. That's where your testimony comes from. Get excited about that. God is trying to take you to another level. Come on. Number four. Empowering believers. The Holy Spirit empowers believers to live their faith in practical ways, such as through acts of service, love, sharing the gospel. This power enables believers to overcome personal weakness and live a life that reflects Christ's character. Family, what I'm doing right now, I never thought I would be doing. Being here, standing up here, sharing like this, that wasn't in me. That was not in me. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, definitely not 20 years ago, I had no thought of what I would be doing right now. But I can tell you every time I get up here, the Holy Spirit just continues to abide in me and just brings out what was already inside.
Thank you, Lord.
Turn to Romans chapter 28. Romans 8:28. See, God wants you to know that everything you need is already on the inside. It's already on the inside. We We have a flesh, the body. We have a soul and a spirit. See, too often we allow the flesh, the body, to dictate what they have. God's saying, you want to do a new thing in the spirit.
Ooh. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, God.
You want to do a new thing through the Spirit. He says here, and we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things. Say that again. All things to work together as a plan for the good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. Family, he ain't say some things. He said all things in that valley place. In those trials, in those tribulations, all things are going to work for your good. You got to see God out and say, Lord, what you want me to get from this? Because he's trying to take you to another level. See, but the enemy wants to stop. He wants you to get stuck in those valleys. He don't want you to go up. He wants you to stay right there. And too often we get stuck right there. Sometimes because it's comfortable. Sometimes because boo-boo there, baby there. Sometimes the finances look good. Even though you don't like your job. You don't like the people. And like is a strong word because God, it's not about that. It's about righteousness. It's about righteousness. And too often we find ourselves staying stuck because it's comfortable. And God wants to make you uncomfortable. He wants to stretch you. He wants to expand you to the purpose that he's called you to. See, he knows every hair on your head. He said he knew you before you were in your mother's womb. He had a plan and purpose for your life. He said all things. Number five. Manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
A manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Some believers express the Holy Spirit through various manifestations. Speaking in tongues, prophecies, discernment, and other gifts of the Spirit. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and the fear of the Lord. These manifestations are evidence of the Spirit's presence and power at work in the lives of the believers. Family, it's already inside of you. It's already inside of you. There's evidence in your life. You're here right now. Because you could have been doing a whole lot of other things. But you made a choice. You put fortitude in front and you pressed. You wanted more counsel. And you knew where your counsel came from. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Say amen when you got it. And it says here, in the same way the Spirit comes to us and helps us in our weaknesses, we do not know what prayer to offer or how to offer what we should. But the Spirit himself knows our needs. And at the right time, intercedes on our behalf with sighs and groanings too deep for words.
Hallelujah.
And he searches the heart, knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because the Spirit intercedes before God on behalf of God's people. And according to who will? God's will. In accordance to God's will.
Hallelujah.
Family. Say God is doing a new thing. Say that with some confidence. God is doing a new thing. Listen, I tell you, I'm excited for the new thing. I'm telling you, I'm just so looking forward to what's next. To what's next. Because it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about him and his people. I'm just so thankful that he's using me. And he's using you. See, it's not about being up here. You're a minister of reconciliation wherever you stand. Listen, wherever your feet is planted, let your light shine. Pastor Ray, let your light shine. Let them recognize the Christ inside of you. You don't even have to say words, just your presence. There's an aura that comes off of the children of God. That people know, they recognize it. Definitely the enemy. He recognized the presence of the Holy Spirit. And guess what? He want to test it. He want to test it. Yes, he do. And that's the part. That's where the sanctification comes in at. That's where the renewing of the mind. Because before you give him a piece, now you give him peace. Man, listen, I'm telling you, I'm a different person. And I think thank God for it. Because I was angry. I was angry. I was angry at God. I'm being honest. I was angry at God. I was angry at some people. I was angry at my father, my mother sometimes. You know, and God dealt with me. Just like he's dealing with each and every one of us. See, because we have to learn how to forgive people.
That's right.
Because that's where healing comes in at. See, don't become what you despise. Don't become what you despise. And that's what I became. And that's what the enemy loved. And he encouraged me. He pushed me. Go ahead. Until I have I sit still for 13 years and wrestle on my consequences and my choices.
Yeah.
And see, some of these low places that we in, God, I want you to reflect.
Yeah.
I want you to reflect.
Yeah.
On you.
Yeah.
On you. Not the outside, on you, the thing that you can't control. Because on the outside, those things you can't control. But the dominion is in us. See, so when we got dominion over us, all those other things will line up. But if you don't have dominion over you, how can you line something else up? And too often, we give up our dominion. For baby, boo boo, attitude, charms, how we feel it, what we think. And God said, abide in me. He said, vengeance is mine. See, we don't have to worry about when people do us wrong. You just got to do right. God going to take care of them. That's right, in his time, not in ours. And see, sometimes we look at the world and we're like, we even go back to so much stuff. So much baggage that we just carry around. We carry stuff from the slave ship. I'm serious, we carrying stuff that we should be carrying. God said, I got it. You think I ain't know? Number six. Cultivating the Holy Spirit's power. Cultivating the Holy Spirit's power in you for the body of Christ. See, it's not just about you. It's about the body. See, too often we think it's happening to me, it ain't having no effect on nobody else. See, we don't think about how our decisions, how our choices are affecting other people. That was me. I thought I was doing anything right. See, because it's good, it ain't God. Everything good ain't God. See, I'm out there hustling and doing what I'm doing because my mom did all her stuff and I'm trying to help my brothers and sisters out. I'm trying to be that covering. But I ain't covering the right way. Because when I was away for those 13 years, God said, who's covering them now? He said, you had a choice to do it differently. You could have covered them than me. Through me. Woo! See, and too often we try to do it our way. And we find that we don't know it all. And other people suffer the consequences of our choices. See, my brothers and sisters didn't know all the things that was happening in my household. Because my good covering shaded them. See, my good covering. See, but once I was out the picture, there was no covering. See, but when God is covering you, when God is covering, that cover lasts forever. See, so when we give it to God, and that's what he said, submit your will to him. Submit your body to him. See, there's some things happening in our households and our families and things. And God said, give it to me. Let me take it. Stop trying to figure it out on your own. You don't have the capacity.
Come on.
In yourself, you'll dig your hole deeper. And you affect other people that don't have to be affected. Number six, cultivating the Holy Spirit's power in you for the body of Christ. Prayer regularly. Invite the Holy Spirit into your life, seeking His guidance and strength. Scripture reading. Immersing yourself in God's Word, allowing it to transform your mind and heart. Repentance. Be willing to turn away from sin and ask for forgiveness. Seek the guidance and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal areas where the transformation is needed. And to guide you in your decisions so that we can be better functioning in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Family, this is how the transformative power of the Holy Spirit can work in you. It's already in you, but you gotta submit. You gotta submit. You can't keep the door closed. Because there's some dirt in there. He's saying, repent. Ask for forgiveness. Open that door. Let him clean it out. Let him clean it out. I see if you want a clean house. Open up your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, verse 3 and 4. Hallelujah. Is this good for you?
Yeah.
Pastor
Rob,
I think you forgot number 3.
Number 5.
I'm sorry.
No, that's good. Thank you. Thank you. And maybe it was supposed to. Come back to that. I'm going to read the scripture, and then we're going to go to number 3. Amen? All right, so it says here in the scripture, it says, for by the grace of God, given to me, I say to everyone, to who?
Everyone.
Of you not to think more highly of himself. Don't put yourself on a pedestal. Don't think you're supposed to be sitting at the head of the table and then they tell you somebody else. Humble yourself. Think more highly of himself and of his importance and ability than he ought to think. But to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has apportioned to each a degree of faith and a purpose designed for service. I'm going to say this again. A purpose designed for service. It's not about you. It's about service in the body of Christ. For just as the one physical body, we have many parts, and these parts do not all have the same function or special use. So each one of you, each one of us have a special purpose in the body of Christ. There's no one better or higher than the next. It's See, this was the issue with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And we can't put ourselves on a pedestal.
I know that's right.
Because you put yourself on a pedestal, that expectation is going to be even higher. Your consequences going to be even more. Because there's a bigger responsibility that you want to step up and take. So remember our purpose. So let's go back to number three. I'm sorry. Forgive me. And ongoing transformation.
Come on, God. Yes.
Ongoing transformation. Boy, oh boy, ain't this all the perfect man, oh man. Ain't no coincidence in God, man. I'm telling you, ain't no coincidence in God. The Holy Spirit work is an ongoing process of sanctification where the believers are continually being made more like Christ.
Amen.
Listen to this part. This involves regular repentance, seeking God's guidance, and allowing the Spirit to work in our lives. See, it's about humbling yourself, recognizing the weakness in you, and asking God to forgive me. Help guide me, direct me, show me the error of my ways. Help me be better. Because in myself, I continue to fall short. But with you, only you, not boo boo, bo bo, money, job, none of that stuff, only God. So it says here.
No, we got everybody's supposed to come over to my
the scripture.
Crabs.
Philippians.
So,
chapter 1, verse 6.
I might have to reschedule this.
And it says, I am convinced. I'm going to say that again. I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work, in whom? In whom? In you, will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the time of his return.
Hallelujah.
Family, you need to get excited.
Hallelujah.
He's doing the what? A new thing. Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
Man, I'm happy for the new thing. I'm excited for the new thing. I'm looking forward to the new thing. See, this is a part of, like, writing out the vision and making it plain.
Yes.
According to his will, not your will.
Right.
Line it up with him.
Right.
See, because he want to do a new thing.
Right.
But he can't do it if you ain't got no plan and no purpose.
That's right.
If you keep operating on the whim, not focusing in, he can't do nothing with it. See, going like this, it's movement, but you ain't going nowhere. God's telling us he wants us to grow and
launch.
He got a purpose for us. See, you can't get out that valley going in circles. See, that's what happened to the children in the wilderness. They was going in circles. Instead of going forward, see, because it didn't look like what they thought it should look like. See, because he didn't give them all the provisions ahead of time. It had to depend on him as they was moving forward. See, this is where the dependence come in at. So it's who you trusted. That's where I know he's speaking to you. Who you trusting? He said, I already got the things laid out. I told you where you're going to go. The destination is already set. He told the disciples, I'm going to meet you on the other side. But they got weary because of the storm. And we get weary. See, God already placed some destinations on you. Man, I told you, he told me to write down why I see myself at 65. See, in my finite mind, I just wrote what I knew. Oh, God. He will exceed. He will exceed your expectations. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to, in my closing, because I'm going to share a couple of points. Because I got this leadership Bible that Pastor Ray gave me in 96. He gave it to me and my brother-in-law when we were working in the We had no money to give. He gave God's word.
Do you want to get to the
continues to speak into me every time I open it up?
Perfect again.
See, because the word is a living and breathing. See, it's not a dead thing. It's alive.
It's on the ninth.
So here, and this is based off of Romans chapter 12, and I'm going to give you the scripture.
12:9.
And it talks about relationships. If you get along, and this is about leadership, they will go along.
We're going to
If you get along, they will go along. And it says here, many leaders commit the error of separating leadership from relationship. This happens when a person steps into a position of leadership. Me and my wife were just speaking about that. Steps into a position of leadership and assumes that everyone will follow his or her idea because of his or her position. Some leaders wrongly believe that their knowledge alone qualifies them to lead others. It says, people don't care about how much you know until they know how much you care.
Is there a flyer for this?
We cannot separate leadership from relationships. Leaders help themselves by developing good relationship skills. Paul instructs us on how to lead through relationships. Number one, avoid hypocrisy. Be sincere and genuine, verse 9. Number 2, be loyal to colleagues. Treat others like brothers and sisters, verse 10. This is the body. Number 3, give preference to others. Honor their desires above your own. That's a tough place.
You gotta go home.
Verse 10. See, this is scripture. Number 4, be hospitable. Look for ways to meet the needs of others. Verse 13. Number 5. Return good. Act. Don't react. When others hurt you. Verse 14. Number 6. Identify with others. See, this is about the body. Treat others' needs and victory as your own. Verse 15.
All right, I got a hustle with tickets.
Number 7. Be open-minded towards others. Seek to connect with anyone you speak to. Verse 16. Number 8. Treat everyone with respect. This is a compliment.
I
Number 9. Do everything possible to keep peace. Choose wisely which hills to die on. See, that's that part of dying to ourselves. That's that humility, humbling ourselves.
Yeah.
And number 10. Remove revenge from your life. Let God judge others. You love them.
You need to keep this name.
Let God judge others. You love them. Romans chapter 12, verse 9.
It's judgment going to.
And it reads as this, and I'm going to close it. Love is to be sincere and active. The real thing. Without gall or hypocrisy. Hate what is evil. Detest all ungodliness. Do not tolerate wickedness. Hold on tightly to what is good. Be devoted to one another. In honor. Never lagging behind in diligence. A glow in the spirit let your light shine. Enthusiastically serving the Lord. Constantly rejoicing in hope. Because of our confidence in Christ.
Not Facebook page, but
steadfast and patient in distress.
So to just show
devoted to prayer. Continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength.
Just show up
and contributing to the needs of God's people. Pursuing the practice of hospitality. Amen. 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 The transformative power of the Holy Spirit. Family. Listen. God is trying to do a new thing. He's trying to do a new thing. But it's up to each and every one of us to allow him. Amen. Amen. I'm going to cover it over. God bless you. Amen. Good word. Good word.
Why is it not hard to be Christian?
Transforming power of the Holy Spirit. That's where we are right now. That's where we are as a people. We will open our hearts and our minds and allow the transformation to occur from the Holy Spirit. Because this is something beyond us doing. But there's a key to it. He said it would start with his video and it ended with what he said. The video talked about fear and he ended about the sanctification. But the sanctification out of Acts 26, 18, it talks about being sanctified by faith. And it goes back to remind me of a message because Elder called me while we were away to remind me of a message I preached in 2020. So encourage me. But also, prior to that message in 2019, I had a set of talk with some parents and some family to go to the other school. The move from faith, from fear to faith. So the message began with fear. Fear freezes every available resource. Faith is what sanctifies us and sets us apart. Faith is what's necessary for this next move of God. And he concluded, I mean, he hit all the points. In Romans, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says that all things have become new in Christ Jesus because of our newness and what Christ did for us. So I need to remind you, this is for this house. There's some people right now who've been experiencing some stuff that's going on in your life and around your life. And what's happening is you've made decisions out of fear and not faith. And so because of that, the fear is freezing every available resource. But the question is, who do you trust? If you're going to believe God, you're going to have to do it through this piece. You're going to have to step out the norm. Are you giving some people and some things more credit than they deserve? In fact, as long as you give them credit, God can't move. That's the word for us. I'm going to take us right in right now. God has done what he said he would do. He's spoken. He's used Pastor Rob in an awesome way. I'm sitting there, and I'm so proud to be able to hear and see what God is doing, because it's 21-something years later. And it's exciting because it exists in others. It's here. It's here. Yep, you tell how you're going to use me, how I'm going to get to this place. There's some stuff. Glory to God. Miss Keisha, I got a word for you. Okay? You're going to have to lay down and trust God. He got you in a very uncomfortable place. And not because you told me. But he needs you to trust him. And let the process play out. And believe who's more powerful, me or broken system or broken people? He is. But I don't think that word's just